Protected from public scrutiny by extraordinary secrecy. Top Secret America.
This is a closed community. And since 9/11, it's become even more so. The money's...
The CIA is the most famous intelligence gathering organization in the United States. But the CIA is just one of 17 different intelligence agencies, and according to an investigation by the Washington Post, just... private companies charged with finding potential threats to the nation's security. Much of the current system sprang up after the September 11th attacks at the behest of the Bush administration.
Well, the U.S. intelligence community really has a history of growing and to some degree shrinking. It never shrinks as much as it's grown, but growing in periods of perceived threat.
The Washington Post says public oversight is very difficult because of the classified nature of the work.
The story pointed out one other fact. Intelligence contractors are hiding in plain sight. They're working in office buildings all over the United States with nothing to tell you that they're there.
We'll be right back.
that more than 850,000 people hold top secret security clearance. That's nearly 1.5 times as many people living in Washington, D.C. And in the U.S. Capitol and surrounding areas, more than 30 building complexes are under construction or have been built since the September 11th attacks. In total, they occupy the equivalent area of 3 Pentagons and 22 U.S. Capitol buildings. The Post also points out information still isn't being shared across agencies, something critics have suggested could have prevented the Fort Hood shooting rampage or stopped Abdul Fahud Abdulmuttalib from boarding the U.S.-bound plane he allegedly attempted to blow up last December. Intelligence officials on Monday issued this reaction. We accept that we operate in an environment that limits the amount of information we can share. However, the fact is, the men and women of the intelligence community have improved our operations, thwarted attacks, and are achieving untold successes every day. At the White House, officials wouldn't say whether they tried to keep the newspaper from publishing the story.
There were some concerns about certain data and the availability of some of that data. Again, we are in a balancing act, as one should be, in ensuring that we have both the best capabilities in the world, but we're not wasting taxpayer dollars.
But experts say the size of the U.S. intelligence community won't shrink anytime soon. Many of them, in fact, wondering if its growth is now out of control.
WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carrboro, WCOM FM. We are here live. I'm Furious George with DJ Tooth Hurdy, who's helping me out with some music here, and including that there in the background.
That's a Mac 8 by Strand that we're listening to.
Cool. And we will also weave in stuff relating to the Top Secret America and other interesting sounds and news and other items. including this fun little clip here directly from the folks at the Wall Street Post or the Washington Post. In the meantime, I'll be back. I'm furious. Thanks for sticking around. Here's something from the new low-end theory.
Secret America. We're all aware that there are three branches of government in the United States. But in response to 9/11, a fourth branch has emerged. It is protected from public scrutiny by extraordinary secrecy. Top Secret America.
This is a closed community, and since 9/11, it's become even more so.
The money spigot was just opened after 9/11, and nobody dared say, I don't think we should be spending that much.
It has become so big, and the lines of responsibility are so blurred, that even our nation's leaders don't have a handle on it. Where is it? It's being built from coast to coast, hidden within some of America's most familiar cities and neighborhoods. In Colorado, in Nebraska, in Texas, in Florida. In the suburbs of Washington, D.C. Top Secret America includes hundreds of federal departments and agencies operating out of 1,300 facilities around this country. They contract the services of nearly 2,000 companies. In all, more people than live in our nation's capital have top secret security clearance.
It's, again, the size, the lack of transparency, and the cost. And if we don't get it right, the consequences are gigantic.
Investigative series published in the Washington Post this morning that's already creating a firestorm on Capitol Hill. It starts, quote, the top secret world the government created in response to the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001 has become so large, so unwieldy, and so secretive that no one knows how much money it costs, how many people it employs, how many programs exist within it, or exactly how many agencies do the same work. Some of the findings of the two-year investigation include More than 1,200 government organizations and nearly 2,000 private companies work on programs related to counterterrorism, homeland security, and intelligence in about 10,000 locations across the United States. An estimated 854,000 people, nearly 1.5 times as many as live in Washington, D.C., hold top secret security clearances. Many security and intelligence agencies do the same work, creating redundancy and waste. The series by Washington Post reporters Dana Priest and Bill Arkin includes an online searchable database and locator map. PBS Frontline is producing an hour-long documentary on the investigation that'll run in October. This is its trailer.
You think you know America, but you don't know top secret America.
Spigot was just opened after 9/11, and nobody dared say
I don't think we should be spending that much.
It has become so big, the lines of responsibility are so blurred that even our nation's leaders don't have a handle on it. Where is it? It's being built from coast to coast, hidden within some of America's most familiar cities and neighborhoods. In Colorado, in Nebraska, in Texas, in Florida, in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. Top Secret America includes hundreds of federal departments and agencies operating out of 1,300 facilities around this country. They contract the services of nearly 2,000 companies. In all, more people than live in our nation's capital have top secret security clearance.
It's, again, the size, the lack of transparency, and the cost. And if we don't get it right, the consequences are gigantic.
That was Washington Post writer Dana Priest, the trailer from the upcoming PBS Frontline documentary on Top Secret America that features Priest and Bill Arkin. The investigative series is already creating waves in the intelligence community. More than 2 weeks ago, the director of communications for the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Art House, sent a memo to public affairs officers in the intelligence community warning about the series. He wrote, quote, "This series has been a long time in preparation and looks designed to cast the intelligence community and the Department of Defense in an unfavorable light. We need to anticipate and prepare so that the good work of our respective organizations is effectively reflected in communications with employees, secondary coverage in the media, and in response to questions," he wrote.
Creatures of night and lights, and poison and crumbling light.
Welcome to Democracy Now, Bill. Why don't you first lay out the scope of this series and why you started this 2 years ago?
Well, 2 years ago, Dana and I got together and we were actually just talking to each other about various things that we were working on. And we realized very quickly that we were looking at something that was very similar and that we had both detected in our long years of work in the national security world that something had been created since 9/11 that wasn't normal, that wasn't on the books, that looked like it was a gigantic superstructure on top of regular government. And we started our investigation to try to figure out what it is that we were looking at, and here we are 2 years later.
President Obama's nominee to be the next director of national intelligence faced questions in Congress about the expansion of top secret agencies and their increasing reliance on private contractors.
Do you believe
security apparatus does work in this field, and that is that they are engaged in counterterrorism? Really, the most significant finding to me is the number of private companies in America who have been enlisted in the war on terrorism and who have now become an intrinsic part of government.
That will always use some number of contractors within the intelligence community?
Yes, sir, I do. I think the issue is, what's the magnitude, and more and most important, regardless of the numbers of companies, the number of contractor employees, is how the government, and specifically the intelligence community, how do we manage them? How do we ensure that we're getting our money's worth?
A series of articles in the Washington Post this week concludes that the intelligence community is now so big that no one really knows who was in charge or how efficient it is. After the 9/11 attacks, the Bush administration and Congress thought hiring private contractors would save money. But that has not been the case. In 2008, a government study found that whereas contractors made up 29% of the workforce of the intelligence agencies, they were responsible for 49% of their personnel budgets. But officials say they were forced to hire contractors because private companies lured away the most experienced intelligence professionals with higher pay. That has raised concerns that the intelligence community now includes too many people obligated to shareholders rather than the public interest.
And private sector, and the fact that there are almost 2,000 companies that do top secret work in for the intelligence community and the military is not only surprising to me as someone who actually put together the data, but it really asks some fundamental questions about the nature of government and the nature of accountability. We'll be right back.
Taliban truck it in balled up your car. Get my eyes down like I'm in the blackbird car. I've been bullshit. Yeah, it's a fucker. But now I make tunes say shaka laka laka. Shaka laka la. Shaka laka lee. Shaka laka 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 me. If you check me, I check you. If they kick you, then I back you. Say something new, say something cool. Give you my time, but I ain't no fool. Aka aka I, break up the jaws. Every time, so I'm a step to my toes. I fight the ones that fight me. I really love Allah, I really love Allah, I really love Allah, I really love Allah, but I fight the ones that fight me. But I fight the ones that fight me. I fight the ones that fight me. But I fight. That fight me. Who's in town? Them that like me, men that like them. Da who Jin Dao. Instead of them, I got a newfound gem. Someone I can love up like men. That Obama needs to love up Chen. Like a hand-me-down sucker throwing bombs at a mecca. Call it good, we'll get money to get better. Keep your head down like a UNICEF worker. If you get hit, you can't question a fucker. How can I come out? Yeah, but you're the why. If I be the F, you the F be the I. If you met me, then you get me. But if you get me, will you get a fee? Shit's many free, where's Bob Marley? Cause I won't turn my cheek like I'm Gandhi. I fight the ones that fight me. I fight the ones that fight me. I really love Allah, I really love Allah, I really love Allah, I really love Allah, but I fight the ones that fight me. But I fight the ones that fight me. I fight the ones that fight me. But I fight.
It's funny, we think of the military-industrial complex in a sort of old-fashioned way still. In fact, we don't even have an appropriate word to describe what this enterprise is today, and we've struggled ourselves to try to figure that out. You know, the military-industrial complex of the Eisenhower era was one that produced massive amounts of capital goods for the military, bombers, missiles, nuclear weapons, etc. But today's national security establishment really values information technology more than it values weapons. And one of the things that was most surprising to us, but maybe not so surprising given the nature of society, is that a half of the companies in this particular area are really IT companies, information technology companies, and support companies. The domination of this world of top secret contractors over the traditional world of the military-industrial complex is huge. And we see very clearly that the mega corporations, which have always been the powerhouses in the defense industry, Northrop Grumman, General Dynamics, they are moving more and more of their business from production to the provision of services, that is, providing staffing for the government. And so what you see is that we are increasingly a national security establishment that's producing paper rather than producing weapons. And the question is, with the production of all of that paper, whether or not we have either an effective counterterrorism operation or whether or not we're even safer.
Post-border Department of Defense, Robert Gates, is saying you want somebody who is really in it for a career because they care about the country and not just because of the money. Contractors do everything from gathering information on enemy fighters to providing security and installations in the U.S. and overseas. But their most important contribution, says the government, is developing and operating the high-tech hardware and software the agencies need to carry out their mission. Some private contractors like Blackwater, now known as Z, have hurt U.S. credibility in Iraq and Afghanistan. Security guards working for Blackwater in Iraq shot and killed civilians and became the symbol of an America run amok. Employees of Blackwater and other firms sometimes operated side by side with CIA officers and undertook missions to kill members of insurgent groups. The chairwoman of the Senate Intelligence Committee says she wants that to stop.
The use of contractors needs to continue to decrease substantially.
Secret information, especially when they're working in a private corporation.
Now, one thing that we found in the evidence, Amy, is that people who are in business are in business. I'm not going to say that they're not good Americans any less than we are, but it seems to me that their fundamental mission is to make money for their businesses. And that is not the same as being a public servant. And as you can see from our articles, we have quotes from all of the principals involved on the record: Secretary Gates, Leon Panetta, the CIA director, the director of Defense Intelligence, and the former director of National Intelligence, Admiral Blair, essentially agreeing with us that this crazy, out-of-control system accreted after 9/11, and here 2 years into the Obama administration, it is essentially in the same form that it was when the Bush administration left office. ¶¶
To keep pushing on this point until contractors are not used for any inherently governmental purpose.
Top secrets, but there are various compartments above the level of top secret which are utilized by each of the intelligence agencies and the military commands to compartment what they do, and intrinsically that's supposed to be to protect information, but in reality what it does is it keeps programs from being revealed to other agencies, and in theory, above it all, is supposed to be the Director of National Intelligence, an office created in 2004 to finally solve the problems of 9/11. But what we found was that even the Director of National Intelligence and even the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, the top intelligence official in the government, that they don't have full visibility on each other's programs, and they don't have full visibility on everything even within their own agency. And there's this thing called super users, people who are designated specially, who have the ability to reach into all of the programs of all of the government. They actually have special logins, they actually have special computers. And there's only a few dozen of them, as far as we can determine, throughout the entire government, only a half dozen or so in the Defense Department, and only a half dozen in the Directorate of National Intelligence. And we've spoken to some of those super users who themselves say, I don't have enough hours in the day to look at all the programs of the U.S. government. I don't have enough time to read all of the material that I am authorized to read. And so you can really see in a very vivid way the dysfunction of government through this little anecdote. felt that really to diminish it by somehow not looking at these requests from the government seriously was a mistake. We're giving you information on 1,931 corporations, on 1,271 government entities across 45 different departments and agencies. I mean, this is an enormous amount of information. And Secretary Gates himself said to us in an interview that that he can't even get this type of information about his own office and who contracts all of the contractors within his own office. People recognize that this is a problem, and I think that the Washington Post should really be given an enormous amount of credit for putting the resources into this over a two-year period in order to present something that I hope will be the foundation of a new national debate about this whole question.
Bill Arkin, what's Liberty Crossing?
Director Leon Panetta says he too is concerned about the role of contractors in intelligence gathering, but he also told the Post that replacing them will not happen overnight. Roger Wilkerson, Al Jazeera.
WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carrboro, WCOM FM. I'm Furious George. Here with me, DJ Tooth Hurdy and Jazzy J. And stick around, DJ Grizza is coming up for some more underground, local, micro-powered radio. That there in the background, some underground stuff from this great thing called Low End Theory. We've had a whole bunch of other good underground music, including something we're going to spin here in a second. From the new Lorne, which is off the same stuff that comes off Flying Lotus, which I've been playing for like 4 years here. But more importantly, we've been spotlighting the whole Top Secret America, infuriating stuff relating to how the CIA and others, 17 other networks, are basically everywhere. So F you, all of them, and for everyone else, thanks for listening to Furious G. Go online to furiousg.blogspot.com for more. And in the meantime, stick around for some more local-powered, micro-powered radio. This is that end of the new Lauren track. I'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. Stick around for Bodaciousness. Furious. We'll be right back.